At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jake.
Sipple, you are an idiot.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover. Chris Rapp joins us. Bill Bush sticking around. Sip had to leave for an interview of some capacity. I'm not really sure what who he's talking to or
sounded
what.
Sounded odd.
He gave us no insight of who he was talking to at all. Very sketchy.
Probably he's interviewing for their job.
Could be. You never
all of a
know.
Sudden, is he talking to another radio station?
He wouldn't dare. He wouldn't dare.
What if he was? What if he's trying to layer the interview? All of a sudden he's...
Yeah, I'm leaving, guys. Where are you going? Yeah. Alabama. You leave, you're moving states, too.
What if he just changed in-state? All of a sudden, he's just on a different station.
It'd be terrible.
Yeah.
Come on, Snip. He wouldn't do that to us.
I don't think so.
Wouldn't do, by the way, so we mentioned during the game show.
Yes, there was confusion, and I stuck with
there's
it.
There's a phrase here, albatross around the neck. I did not know about this. I thought you were pulling my leg here a little bit here.
Where's it go back to?
So, per several texts, which I'm going to trust here because people are all on the same page here. People have said that this albatross around the neck was a curse to spend eternity sailing with an albatross around the neck, but somebody shot an albatross and it stopped the wind apparently while they were sailing. So it is basically a curse. It's a bad thing.
It's a curse.
I've never heard that before though. Never heard that before. You taught me something. Someone that said it went back to the days of Homer in the Odyssey. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it went that far back.
It did. That's why I remember reading that.
John and Lincoln says, okay, he goes further. He says, albatross around the neck comes from a book written in the 1800s about the sailor that shoots an albatross that was supposedly good luck, and the crew makes him wear it around the neck for penance.
That's where I am, just trying to help. I'm trying to educate people.
I've never heard this before. So yes. Thank you for that, Bill. I had no idea. Yes. I asked Raph when he walked in how much of the Masters he watched, and you said how much, Raph?
Other than Tiger's first hole, I watched every single hole after that.
And this is Thursday he's talking about. So Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, watched everything.
Oh,
everything possible.
I was exhausted last night. I think I went to bed at like 7.
Are you talking about you watched the actual TV broadcast or the stuff before that was like on Masters.com?
Started watching on ESPN.com, watching the
So the Bill, groups. this is like yesterday probably at
and
least
I had watched eight. Nothing. Until yesterday.
Right.
Nothing. Hadn't seen
you upset about that, though. You called me and said you'd wish you'd watch some of it.
I called Jake on my drive back to Lincoln, late afternoon, early evening on Saturday.
Yes.
And let Jake know that I was upset. I didn't get a chance to see anything. I'd like to have watched some of that.
It made me happy to hear that.
Now,
you were
I did
upset.
Watch some of the replay that night. Saturday, I got home Saturday night. It was on, it was the Golf Channel or something it was on. So I got to see a little bit that night.
Okay.
Some idea was going on. I missed it.
I was just happy to hear that you seem genuinely disappointed you had to watch it. I can tell some sarcasm once in a while. Yeah.
I wish the weather was worse here.
Here.
I'd like to see the weather much worse here. I'd like to have it raining and miserable. So you're happy to watch.
Yeah.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently. By using more sustainable practices. By developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It was a tough to watch, and it was so nice out yesterday.
Well, I would say it was like 90 degrees, so you didn't feel horrible about not being out there.
It was ridiculously hot. When I got off the plane to walk to my, I was on the rooftop at the airport at Omaha, I'm like, it was like a hairdryer on my face. It was, I get in the car, it's 92 degrees. And yesterday we're outside doing some stuff. I was like, I'm not ready for this. I'm not built for full summer here in April. Oh, that was, yeah, I wasn't happy.
No, I think I saw like 85 today, and it gets out like to 55 on Wednesday or Thursday. So you're getting back to spring this week.
We need that
rain.
Quick
summer.
We need thunder and lightning bad.
Tonight, as I said, maybe some hail tonight, which I don't really. You said you would be okay with hail, at least small, non-damaging hail.
Non-damaging hail, and I want a foot of it.
A foot of non-damaging hail sounds interesting to me. Yes. Please. And, you don't ask for much. You don't ask for much.
Not much at all.
Just some rain, some thunder, and some non-damaging a foot of hail.
It'll melt slower so we don't get any runoff. That's for the mushroom hunting.
Mushroom hunt, yeah. Okay. That's going to be, that's coming up. So for those who are, again, have never done that before, Bill, what is the appropriate time for morel mushroom hunting?
Well, really, it started probably about 2 or 3 days ago. Based off the weather, but here's what you want to look for: are the lilac bushes blooming? When the lilac bushes bloom, that's when the ground temperature has hit for the mushrooms to grow, and that's 100% accurate. So that's what you want to judge things off of. And then it starts by terrain, which means right now you want to do well in the river bottoms, in the lower levels, like that. Then they'll move up into the hills as time moves along. But right now we're looking at lower riverbed area along the Missouri, the Elkhorn, any rivers, any creeks. That's where it's going to be right now.
In your experience, morel mushroom hunting in the past, have you seen others in the same areas doing the same thing as you, or have you been by yourself typically?
Oh, no, you'll see others. There's certain areas.
Other groups out there.
Oh. Yeah, it's become kind of a fad here recently. It's kind of a big deal.
Are they happy to see you or pissed to see you?
Not really. It's kind of happy. They're kind of happy to see you. Yeah.
Oh, you're in the school. Yeah, it's kind of like a club, basically. Like you're in the group.
But what gets you the most is also if you see someone else, like, how you doing? You don't have any. And they got like a lot. You're like going, okay. You're encouraged because they found some, but then you're also a little bit embarrassed. A little embarrassed.
Yeah, mine's in the backpack. You just can't see it. They're in there. Just trust me on this one. So. Well, good luck to you and your upcoming ventures to morel mushroom hunting. Maybe someday I'll join along, but I'm not sure this is the year.
You could do it right now because, Jake, you have not had a baby yet.
No, this could be the day, though. My wife would prefer that today's the day, not wait any longer.
Elizabeth,
when you get past your due date, you get a little cranky.
She's a little owly right now, you said.
Understood. Understood. And
miserable? Is that her just miserable?
That the big thing? Disappointed, not a little bit, not sad, but just like, come on, you know, I'm ready to have this baby and start, you know, the next stage of life here instead of just continuing to carry it.
Expand within.
Right. Yes. Right. There's not necessary. Yeah. The baby's at a good weight here. It's healthy. So we'll see how this goes. But I might be back tomorrow. I might not. We'll see how the day goes. If there's no baby, I'll be back tomorrow.
Nice.
If there is, I won't be.
Nice to see you.
I'll be here if it's possible. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.